Coach's shows here continue on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here is the Sabetha Blue Jays locker room chats here with head coach Rachel Wartenberger of the Lady Blue Jays. Again, this locker room chat brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Well, here a 1-1 start on the season for the Sabetha Blue Jays. They started off their first game on Friday last week. They lost 37-31 against Marysville. Bounced back, though, a 30-point win, though, over the ACCHS Tigers 47-17. Coach, what can you tell me about here these past two games for you, and what kind of led to that bounce back game on Tuesday?
Yeah, Krinan, great to be with you again. So I've been really happy with the way the girls have competed. Marysville, I think we started with a few nerves, but we kind of settled in the second half. We had too many turnovers in that game. So really challenged the girls last night to really take care of the ball and handled pressure well, and so we were able to do that. We only had 6 turnovers last night, so super pleased with effort and attitude, and just looking to get better every night.
Yeah, kind of looking offensively there for you. Again, you had 31 points against Marysville. You bounced up there with 47 points against ACCHS. What was the adjustment there on offensively? What kind of worked there for you in the transition?
Yeah, so we had several girls on the board last night in terms of points, whereas the first game against Marysville, we only had four girls score, so we were able to get the ball distributed a little bit better, get some scoring from some other girls, and that helped us out a lot. Paxton Michael's been shooting the ball really well, and Kara Kine's been shooting the ball well for us, too.
Looking ahead here on your schedule, you have Rock Creek on Friday. Next Tuesday, you'll take on Hiawatha, your first Big East team here of 2025-2026. What are some expectations going into this game here on Friday against Rock Creek?
Sure. So we're going to talk to the girls today about being able to handle pressure. And so we're going to be able to need to take care of the ball, keep our turnovers down, and really just have a mindset of being able to compete at a really high level. Rock Creek is going to be a good matchup for us.
And then also, you kind of look ahead here, the Big East team, Hiawatha, next Tuesday. Of course, a familiar team in the Big East. You know, what are the expectations here facing your first Big East opponent here in 2025-2026?
Yeah, you know, one of the disadvantages to move into the Big East is that we do have to kind of show up and be on point every night, and so that'll be another tough game for us. Again, we'll look to keep turnovers at a minimum, distribute the ball really well, and hopefully be able to get it inside and have a good inside-out game as well.
Well, Coach, other than that, I mean, again, this is kind of your first year as a varsity head coach. I mean, kind of, you know, through these first week, if you will, I mean, how do you kind of feel here getting in with the system, you know, connecting with your players? I mean, are things kind of working out a little bit better here? And, you know, as the season goes on, do you feel like you know, each and every week there's going to be massive steps of improvement for you and your team?
Yeah, that's what we tell the girls every day. Hey, we're looking to get better every single day. If that shows on the scoreboard, great. But if not, there's still ways that we can improve, even if we don't get the W. So, yeah, like you said, we're hoping to make massive improvements every week, and we hope that shows in our games.
Thank you for joining us, Coach. Again, good luck on Friday against Rock Creek and then next Tuesday against Hiawatha. Thank you for your time, Coach.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was head coach Rachel Wartenberger of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays. Again, this Sabetha Locker Room Chat brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Up next, we'll talk to boys head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays.